you have Odell Beckham back today at practice?
No.
Has there been any progress at all?
Oh, there's progress. There's progress with all of them that didn't play. You know, we left 12 players here, and they all three times on Saturday, three times on Sunday. So we're making progress, but they're not ready to turn them loose.
Do you expect any of those guys back today?
Name a name.
Mike Patterson.
No.
Robert Ayers.
Ayers is going to go through individual and see where he's at.
Trindon Holiday.
No.
Beattie?
Beattie's not out. This was a plan. It was a plan that Beattie wouldn't play in the opening game, just like it was a plan that McBride and a couple of other Herman wouldn't play in this game. So it's not – he didn't do anything to set himself back.
He had those headaches last week, right?
Yeah, but that was – next day he was fine. I've had a few, too. How about you have?
You're starting to get one right now, right?
It's getting intense.
Tom, do you think, you know, this is the first day back without David Wilson, you know, after David Wilson. Can you tell the mood in their guys? Are, you know, you talked about smiles and everything, but, you know, from him. But can you tell the mood in their guys?
We started our meeting off talking about David Wilson, and I relayed to them what I told you yesterday about how he came into my office and his attitude and the way he was going to approach this, and the fact he didn't want pity, didn't want anybody feeling sorry for him. I thought that was a key, and the way he left the office talking about once a giant, always a giant really did help me. David Wilson walked into my office and helped me understand and accept the fact that he was not going to be able to play anymore. And I tried to relate all of that to our team. They were very concerned. They were very aware. They knew after the injury last week, just as we all did, that there, you know, there was always the possibility when you have a neck that there could be an issue here going forward. But that's what we tried to do, is make the team aware, and I think they are. I think they feel better about that, knowing that David has, you know, I don't know what he does behind closed doors, don't get me wrong, but he certainly is tough enough mentally to present a guy that's at peace.
Can that selflessness be contagious to a football team when it's a young man handles it like that?
I think so. I think it's a great example. Don't ever want to see it happen in that regard, but there are a lot of things that happen in life that are unexpected that you do have to be prepared for, and how to handle it was certainly demonstrated by David.
Coach, I know it was just the one game and not all the starters played, but you had mentioned that you would tweak some things based on, you know, what you started to see in the games. Do you find going into this week that you have to tweak a lot, a little bit, or what?
No, we just keep going with our installations and so on and so forth. It's, you know, we'll do whatever the installations lead us towards is how we'll play the game. And we have a new installation today, and there's one later in the week as well. So there'll be some new things going forward, and we'll consider what we have in from the first game and this second game, and kind of that's the way we'll go. We'll look at the things that need to be improved, and that's what we'll practice. And from that standpoint, we'll be influenced by trying to correct some of the things that we didn't do well last week. Needless to say, punt protection.
With so many new faces here, do you at all go back to your Jacksonville days to kind of go back to the memory bank of dealing with so much turnover in one season?
No, no. that was a unique experience. That was when everybody was new. So, no, I really don't. Not consciously, anyway. Maybe I do in terms of how I am walking around and stretch and, you know, busting their chops a little bit. So there may be a little of that, but not consciously.
You mentioned the special teams. It seemed like Cooper was on that.
He just didn't block the guy. You know, it was a one-on-one, and the player just ran around him. Now that's a good special teams player, easily. Now he's a good one, but still. It was one-on-one. It was a breakdown. It's a technical thing that can be corrected.
Dave Merritt was just saying how he liked the way what Cooper did.
Yeah,
his extended
sure.
time in defense, but he's going to be. I mean,
he's got to be a contributor on teams. Yeah. He does. He has to be. He knows it.
So when you look at that, do you say, "Well, this is good. This is not good," and it's like, you know, it's square one. I mean, what do you? You know,
well, that's what you do. You correct everything. You look at everything that occurs to that player in the game, and you. Defensively and on special teams, you grade every play and you say this is not good enough and it's going to have to improve.
Coach,
coach, you gotta like the way, even though you did lose David, you gotta like the way the running backs all performed on Sunday night. And is that an encouraging thing moving forward, knowing fully well whatever you lacked in the running game last year, maybe you got it back?
Well, it's more than just the runners, obviously, but they all competed. They all did a good job. I like the fact that the offensive line came around and they were anxious to continue to play. They didn't want to come out. They competed well. Everybody got to play. You know, it wasn't all perfect, obviously, but the direction that we started out is a good thing. Obviously, we're playing against another very physical football team this week. So as the week comes to a conclusion, we'll get into that more, and it'll be a real challenge.
Are you a little surprised with how well Williams handled
no,
the situation?
No, not really. Not really.
At this point,
well, that was what we expected. That's why we drafted him.
Is there a special emphasis for the second game, or is it just the continuation?
No, there will be, but the emphasis is just going to be correct the things that were wrong and advance in the installation and continue to look at people in spots, you know, challenging them to do the things that, whether we have a question about how much they can contribute, looking at their special teams performance, how they play offensively and defensively, you know, continuing to try to massage the number a little bit and who's going to rise in the depth and who's not.
How do you look at the right guard spot at this point, and where does Brandon Mosley sort of stand in his progression so far?
Well, I thought he competed well, and along with that line, they toward the end of that, middle of the end of the first quarter, they played pretty well, and he played some extra snaps, so he needs that. You know, a lot of those guys need play time. Some of our people that are here that come off injury, they need play time. I like to see him continue to develop and get more time. And if he can come through for us, it'll be big.
One more question.
Tom, most of the Bills downfield passes were towards Prince. Do you expect that he's going to be
a single? That was just a target thing. And he defended well. And if he continues to do that, then – you know, you would see by looking at it that they had decided that's where they wanted to go with the deep ball. And it's not a surprise in the first preseason game. Run it, throw the deep ball. So he defended. One of them he may have had a chance to intercept. He knows that. He's got some things he has to correct in terms of press and being in the right position. But he saw it, and it's a good thing. You know, let him throw it at him. And when he's, that'll help him as we go forward as well.